Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Gaano nga ba kahirap at ano-ano ang mga hamon na maaaring kaharapin kapag maagang nagsimula sa pag-abot ng pangarap na profesyon? Ibabahagi ito sa atin ng grupong Horizon. Binubuo ng mga dalaga mula Sydney ang Horizon ay nabuo noong taong 2017 kasama sa grupo sina Bernadeth Marquez, Tiara Nuzo at Gabriel Montalvo.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Magandang umaga sa inyo
lahat!
I'm Tiara and I sing the middle harmony.
I'm Bernie, I sing the lower harmony.
And we're Horizon!
Yay! And how was the band formed? I know you started young singing, but how did you all come together?
Well, we pretty much watched each other. Each of us gigged a lot back then when we were teenagers. We performed a lot for the Filipino community, so we really got to know each other through that. And eventually we just found that we each have a passion for songwriting and we just really meld together really well.
You have mentioned about your role in the band. But does any one of you play instruments?
Yes.
So Gabby plays piano.
I play piano.
I play a little bit of piano and guitar.
No, she is being too humble. She plays guitar really well. Me, I'm not sure, but I do music production with my laptop, so I make tracks.
That's nice. You don't only sing, but you also play instruments, and that is a good thing for musicians as yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now we talk about your kind of music. I know I have heard some of your songs, but for our listeners, what kind of music does Horizon really play, or what songs are you really into?
Yeah. Well, our music is kind of a fusion of all the different genres we're into. So we love pop, we love R&B, and we also love a bit of classical because I love to bring that into the group. I studied it in high school, so I know a lot about classical music and opera. So I love to sprinkle that in.
And we love playing with harmonies because we each have like a lot of experience in being choirs. So we really like to put that into our music as well.
Yeah. Mm. You mentioned about choir. Is that something that your parents has inspired you to do?
Well, I was in a church choir when I was very young. I was probably about 10 or 11 years old. And so I was always used to singing in a group and, you know, blending together all the different voices. So I always knew that, like, I loved being part of a group and, like, a unison. So I loved it.
Yeah, same with Gabby and I. I think we pretty much put ourselves into it. No one really told us to do it. We're such choir nerds. No one forced us. We just love being in choirs.
Mm. Mm. But at home, when you were younger, do any of your parents sing? Because, you know, for Filipinos, we love the karaoke.
Oh, for sure. No one in my family sang. They made me sing.
Yeah,
I'm sure with all of us too. But we all just love entertaining the family, and it's just such a wholesome and
singing together
great experience.
Yes.
Maagang nagsimula sa musika sina Bernie, Tiara at Gabby sa unay sa kanilang mga performances sa Filipino community at bilang mga solo artists. Bukod sa choir at kanya-kanyang mga hilig sa musika, ibinahagi din nila ang mga international artists na kanilang inspirasyon din.
Well, some people that we really look up to the most is probably like, you know, like Ariana Grande with her pop music.
And we really love Chloe X Halle as well.
Yeah.
Because they're a really, really amazing female duo. They're sisters and they love playing with harmonies like us. And they also produce their own music like us. So we really see ourselves in them.
Bukod sa mga international artists, syempre, meron din silang mga Pinoy na paboritong mga singers.
I just love Regine Velasquez's voice. I just loved her vocal control and how she like sings. Like, she's always looked up to Regine Velasquez's voice a lot.
For me, it's Leia Salonga. She was my idol growing up, and she made me get into like musical theater and learning more about like not so much pop singing because I had studied more classical.
Yeah.
So
same. When I was young, my family would always say, like, you look like her and you sound like her. So I always try to be like, practice like her, my vocals like her. I ended up getting a really low voice. So different from her, but I still love her a lot.
At sa kanilang pangarap na karera sa musika, narito ang mga naging highlight sa kanilang karera nung sila ay nagsisimula pa lamang.
Well, we love being in front of the camera. We were actually in front of the camera very recently for our first music video with our new member, Tiara. So that was really, really special for us.
So special.
And it was such a fun time, like, being on set. Like, every day was just like laughing, too much laughing. We almost get in trouble for it.
Very distracting.
No, but we got it done, and we just love the music video we made.
Yeah. And I think I saw some of your performances in some of your guestings online or on set, but I think I saw you on TV perform. I'm not really sure if it's online.
So that was quite a long time ago, long before Horizon. I think that was just
it was a really great learning experience for us. And it was really great for exposure, and we got a lot of connections out of it. And that's how we actually met our current manager, Phil. And so he's been on our journey from the beginning since then.
The very beginning. And now we're Horizon.
Yeah.
At sa kanilang mga tinatama sa ngayon na pagpansin at atensyon mula sa publiko, lalong-lalo na para sa bahagi ng New South Wales at Sydney, syempre hindi naman nila naabot ang mga ito nang walang mga hamon.
You know, I think when you're young, you're really trying to discover who you are. Like, you're really wanting to figure out what you want to be when you grow up and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like one of the biggest challenges is that we all knew we loved music. We've been doing it ever since we were like born. But I guess at the time, it's just so, like, is this something that we want to pursue in the future, and just really wanting to make that dream come into reality. So I think that was probably one of the biggest challenges.
Yes, Gabby?
Well, I'd say for me, growing up in doing music, I definitely had a lack of self-confidence, and that was a very big issue for me, and I know a lot of other people can relate. And from the enormous amount of support from my family and friends and from these girls, I've been able to overcome that. And there's still some part of me that's always like really nervous and scared, but I want everyone else to know that it's okay, and you have the people around you to by your side. So
how about you, Bernie?
And then for me, it's time management. Time management I struggle with. Like before, because I know like Gabby could relate with me on this. We studied before, but we suspended that for a bit because we really wanted to focus on Horizon, because we felt that that was really fair for the group, and we really wanted to put our all into this, and we just believe in us so much. So we just have to pursue them as much. And I feel that you can learn at any age. I feel like it's never too late to learn.
Mm-hmm. So you stopped for a bit with your studies to focus on your music?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what did your parents say about that? Because I know a lot of Filipino parents, they would say, you have to study. It's education that no one will be able to take away from you. You know what usual Filipino parents would say, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that was definitely my parents.
So my parents were really supportive of me putting a pause on my studies, because they've always known how much I've wanted to do this. And your parents would have done the same thing. Like, they know how much we dream of pursuing music, and especially with the opportunities that we've been able to get now, it made sense to just put a pause and just really enjoy this time together, and really enjoy and prioritize working towards what we truly want to do with our lives. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah. My parents, you know, obviously wanted me to stay in uni, but I know it was out of their best interest. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to them and they knew that this is something that I wanted to do and that we all wanted to do, they definitely knew what was right. And so they're on it 24/7. They're always giving me advice, always trying to make us the best version of ourselves.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm really grateful.
Yeah. That's nice.
At first my parents like didn't really understand like why I would pause my studies, but like we talked it out and they understood and they understand my passion for Horizon, and they've been so supportive like from the get-go, ever since, obviously since I was born. Like they knew I love music and they just want me to be happy, like these two parents. So we're really, really blessed to have a really supportive family on our sides.
At sa kanila mga tinatamasa ngayon ng mga atensyon at syempre mga proyekto na kanilang ginagawa, nagpapasalamat ang tatlo sa suporta na ibinibigay ng kanilang mga pamilya at syempre ng kanilang mga taga-suporta at mga taga-hanga. When I met you, I said, let's have fun. Don't go sending me on the run. Let's take our time and relax. It's all I can run and try. Saying I'll be messing around. No, just got my head up in the clouds. You got a hold on me, you should know. Yan ang awitin na Serious, handog sa atin ng Horizon. Isa yan sa kanilang mga paboritong awitin o sarili nilang awitin. Ano? At sabi nga, kung kanina sila ay ating nakilala at ibinahagi nila kung paano sila nagsimula mula sa mga Filipino community events sa kanilang mga performances bilang solo artist at hanggang sa sila ay mabuo bilang Horizon. Ngayon naman sa pagpapatuloy sa ating programa dito sa SBS Filipino, aalamin naman natin ang kanilang bagong proyekto. Ang sabi nga, kanilang pamaskong handog para sa atin dahil isang awiting pamasko ang kanilang inilabas nito lamang nitong linggo na ito. Yan ay ang One More Christmas. Pero bago yan, higit pa nating kilalanin ang grupong Horizon.
I know that you've been doing a lot of music, but what else do you do to really improve your performances?
We do have a lot of dance rehearsals when it comes to like rehearsing for an upcoming performance or even like a music video. So we do like to amplify our performances by, you know, dancing, even like acting, like having to work on how we present ourselves on stage and on camera. So it's more than just like the singing. I think we also do like a lot of dancing and acting to really just blend it all together and make a really magical performance as well.
It's like a total performance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So as young musicians, what role do you think you have in influencing young listeners?
Well, being Filipino, Australians having Filipino background, we really want to bring forth Asian representation, especially Filipino representation in Western media. And we feel that if these young listeners and these young aspiring musicians see us, and especially if they're Asian, they'll feel that there's a place for them. They'll realize there's space for them in the industry. Because right now, unfortunately, there's a lack of representation in Western media of Asian people, and we really want to bring that
forward.
Yeah, bring that forward,
and just inspire them to just truly go for what they want to do.
Definitely, yeah. Now we focus on your music. You mentioned that you've been working on your own songs recently, but what were the biggest projects or songs that you've done that has garnered or that has trended online? I know you're very active in Instagram as well.
Yes.
Well, we've got a very big upcoming single that we're putting out for Christmas. So it's such a festive and just amazing song and music video that we've ever done. I think it's the most special one.
Yeah,
very special. So far.
And I know a lot of people can relate to it because it's all about spending time with your loved ones.
The nostalgia.
Yeah. We wanted to make something that's timeless. So could bring it back every year and bond together over that, especially us and especially the people who helped with the music video. I feel like it's really special to them too.
Even the concept of the music video is so beautiful and different. Like, you don't really see many Christmas songs with the story that we're trying to tell,
especially in a girl group.
Yeah,
and it has been released. This is your first Christmas song, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So that's really exciting for us. Yeah. Horizon has never been festive before. No. So this is our first festive song.
Don't say a word, I know what you're thinking. Too much talk is a history repeating. Just be with me.
This is a very exciting song because I know with the recent almost 2 years now, like everyone has been struggling and facing with what we are facing right now with the pandemic. Last year, we were not really able to celebrate in a big way because of what is happening, not just in Australia, but around the world. So what message does this song gives to listeners?
Well, we feel that people would really take away the message that we're trying to say, like we really crave to spend another Christmas with our loved one, the person we're missing. Mm-hmm. And we feel like a lot of people can resonate with that and relate to that, especially during these times. Like mm-hmm. we understand that there's a lot of people, a lot of families who are separated right now due to the pandemic. And we just hope that this song gives like a little bit of hope for them.
Yeah, lifts your spirits, because even though the underlying message is that sometimes there are moments where we don't get to spend that with our loved ones. And that was actually the inspiration for the songwriter, Raquel, who wrote this song for us. And she told us her story of how her father passed away. And it was so touching to us that we really wanted to do this song justice for her. So we know a lot of people can relate to her situation.
Especially during the pandemic, isn't it? So talking about festivities, I know, or you must know, that the Filipinos celebrate Christmas the longest in the world, I think.
It's already going.
The Burr months.
So what do you remember? What was the most memorable Christmas you've spent with family here in Australia, or maybe if you have visited the Philippines?
My favorite is always the lechon.
Definitely, yeah.
Lechon, it sounds funny when I say the food, but like, I just love a family gathering, and I love a celebration. Like, even if it's not for Christmas, like just any time where I can reunite with family members and just really celebrate something. So like for Christmas, I love a Christmas lechon.
Same. Yeah, I love the kamayan, the food.
And the bubul.
Yeah.
The bubul fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the halo-halo.
We're hungry now.
Thank you.
We're hungry now.
Yeah, me as well. With all the food. Okay, so for each of you, what is it like during Christmas for your family or for each of your family? Gabby?
My family, so we have a massive gathering with all my family, friends, and my relatives, and we love to do this thing like once midnight hits, one of my titos dresses up as Santa. Yeah. So he gives all the presents to my little cousins, and that's when I was younger. That was me. I was always excited when I saw Santa, even though I knew it was my tito. But it's a tradition that has kept on going for years and years and years, and we love to do it with our family. So
yeah, that's the same. Like just a huge. I feel like it's the same for Tiara as well. Just a huge family gathering.
Mine's not necessarily a family gathering. Mm-hmm. Mine is like mine's just my immediate family. Like we obviously do celebrate with our other family members, but one big Christmas tradition that my family does is, especially on Christmas Eve, my mom gathers like all these fruits and like wines on the table to just, I think she thinks of it as like a good luck symbol or something. Yeah. And we'll all like watch a bunch of different Christmas movies, drink hot chocolate. And then on Christmas morning, my parents will wake us up, even to this day, and just open our little presents and celebrate the day.
Yeah. It's quite different for us, isn't it? Like for Filipinos, I mean, because for most Australians, they celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day itself. But for us, we actually wait for 12 midnight to strike.
Yeah,
exactly.
What's exciting about that?
I feel like it's like the beginning of Christmas. Like when it's at midnight, it's like, oh my God, it's Christmas. Yeah. It's almost like New Year's, how it's like on the New Year's, you count down the last 10 seconds until it's the New Year. So for Christmas, it's like, especially when you're a kid, you get impatient. You want to open your presents straight away. You don't want to have to wait.
I got so much money as a kid.
That's
no longer the case. I'm the one who has to provide the money. You reach that age. No more opening cards and like dropping $50.
You have to pretend for it. Like, oh,
thank you so much.
But it was a great experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we move on. So with all the special celebrations that we do for Christmas, what's your Christmas message? I know it's very early, but for us Filipinos, Christmas is never too early, starting from September, isn't it? So for our listeners, especially for your followers, what's your special Christmas message to them?
Well, first off, we want to say thank you so much for your support to our followers and our fans. We love you so much, so much love for you, and we hope that everyone who's listening to this program right now, that you get to reunite with your loved ones and your family, people you really miss during this pandemic, and we hope that you get the best Christmas present of reuniting with them. And if it doesn't happen on Christmas, we hope that it happens at the earliest time possible.
Any more, Gabby and Tiara?
I
just wish for good health and happiness for everyone, like especially on Christmas, and you know, kind of like our song, just remembering the people that you love and just enjoying your time with everyone that you have in your life, and just spend the day just being grateful for everything.
Lastly, Horizon, starting at a young age, and now you've really focused on to your music, and I know you wanted to pursue more, to pursue or do more music. What have you learned in the years that you have been together and in producing and making your own songs that you would like to share with younger generations of musicians?
Don't be afraid to fully express yourself. You know,
and explore.
Explore your boundaries.
And really reach out to people. Reach out to collaborate with people. Reach out to producers, because you have nothing to lose. Just seize that opportunity and just, take the chance to collaborate now.
I feel like we can vouch that, you know, being in a group is the best, best thing. So,
because we get to do this together.
Band together with your friends, create music, do something special.
That's right.
And it's, we're stronger together.
And if even if you want to be a soloist, you don't have to do things all by yourself, even though that would be amazing if you could create music all just by yourself. But it would also really benefit you if you just put yourself out there and networked a bit, work with other creatives, other songwriters, because like writing in a group is probably one of the best things you could do.
What's the ultimate dream for Horizon?
Touring world tour.
Around the world.
That would be awesome.
Name around the world.
Albums.
Build an empire. Just we're really ambitious, the three of us, and we really want to aim high. You know, we just really want to put ourselves out there a lot more now.
I don't think there's a maximum limit. I think we're just down to
everything. For anyone, any musician out there, there's no limit.
Yes. And where can our listeners follow Horizon?
You can follow us on all our social media platforms. So that's Instagram,
TikTok, Twitter,
YouTube, Facebook, and it's all at Horizon Music. So that's H3 Horizon Music.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.